This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
6:31. This is 1320 WILS. Still unseasonably warm, 52 as we speak. Low 41 tonight. Tomorrow up to 57, although we will have rain, getting down to a low of 33. And then Saturday, that's when we get hit with some snow flurries. A high of just 34 and down to 24 on Saturday. Right now, the Conservative Political Action Conference is being held in Washington, D.C. It's the CPAC, as it's known. And my next guest is there himself, Jerry Rogers, Vice President at the Institute for Liberty, also the founder of Capital Allies and the Six Degrees Project. Jerry, great to have you on WILS.
How are you?
Good, good. Am I right? They hold this right outside D.C., right?
We are, yeah. I can see the Washington monument from where I'm standing. I apologize if there's noise behind me, but we have a bunch of conservatives here in outer D.C. Celebrating freedom and liberty and everything else. So, how are you guys doing?
Good, good. Have you been to CPAC before?
I've been to CPAC. I don't want to give away my age, but this is my. I'm in double digits in terms of attending CPAC.
Now, what's the mood like this year compared to the last couple of years?
You know what? It's a good question. The mood here is one of expectation. I think there are folks who are concerned on some issues, like why haven't we seen repeal of Obamacare yet? What's going on with tax reform? We have some Republicans who are in favor of something called a tax on carried interest, which is taxing investors. Folks are concerned about that.
Okay.
However, I think the overall mood is one of expectation, one that we've seen 32 days of action, of things getting done. And look, I understand the conservative movement was kind of split on the president.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is he's surrounded himself with very good people. He has put forward some good policies. I think that where pressure needs to be right now is on tax reform.
Yeah, but is it him or is it Congress that's the problem in moving these things?
That's a good, you know what? That's, an awesome question. It's both, right? Because President Trump on the campaign trail talks about taxing investors, taxing the carried interest, getting rid of the carried interest exemption. And there are folks in Congress who like that idea, Republicans, because they call it a pay for. If we're gonna cut corporate taxes, we have to pay for it somehow. And that's faulty thinking. The tax money belongs to the taxpayer.
Okay.
We don't have to pay for tax cuts. And also, we believe in a dynamic scoring, dynamic economy, where if you allow investors to invest in businesses, startup firms in particular, you know, every net new job, all net new jobs since 1970s have come from startup firms. If we're going to tax investors who are taking the risk and investing in these startup firms, we won't see economic growth. And
yeah, but
what
do you see middle class voters really getting excited about this particular tax issue?
You know what? Like most of policy, it's a bit convoluted, but they ought to. And I tell you why, because if they want a job, if you're someone right now who's underemployed, or if you're one of the 95 million Americans who in the Obama administration, the Obama economy, you dropped out of the workforce, you want to see investment in new firms because that's where all new jobs come from.
Talking to Jerry
Rogers. It's a matter of communications, right?
Jerry Rogers with us, Vice President of the Institute for Liberty. He's at CPAC right now. And any exciting speakers today, Jerry?
Well, the Vice President of the United States. It's pretty exciting. Yeah. He did a good job.
What did Pence say today?
Well, you know what? I think what he said, I think, was look forward. Look where we're going. Tax reform, health reform. We've already saved the economy $86 billion from new regulations. Again, regardless of where you were before the election, I understand that Trump is unusual in his mannerisms and his speech, but the fact of the matter is he has surrounded himself with people who want to upset the state.
Right.
They want to push back the administrative state. We're in good shape.
And how are you feeling about the president himself? How do you think he's performing?
Look, I'll admit something to your audience. I'm from New York. I'm a Bronx guy. Donald Trump talks like my father. So I kind of understand that you have to take him seriously, but not literally. Mm-hmm. He exaggerates. He makes a long story long. He exaggerates to make a point. But however, thus far, his policies have been right on. You can't argue with the policy. Yes, you can argue with the rhetoric, but not the policy.
Do you think most of the country understands what you just said, that what he says shouldn't be taken to heart every time?
I think that most Americans think exactly that. And you have those folks in the bubble in New York and in L.A. and in Chicago and New York who don't get it. And they don't get it at their detriment. Look, we have Republican victories from coast to coast, up and down, governorships, state legislators. The Democrats are still fighting they're still fighting as if it's the 20th century. Mm-hmm. Republicans have hopefully moved on, understand that the American people are sick and tired of being taxed and regulated and being told what to do.
How much time does the president have to start moving issues like tax reform and repealing Obamacare before conservatives are going to start getting angry?
I think he has nothing good will happen in 2018. Mm-hmm. I think he has the remainder of this year. If we get tax reform this year, Obamacare repeal, and some other issues this year, I think he'll be good. 2018, I think folks will start getting antsy. So I think he has months, not weeks. But that being said, the mood in the country is right. You know, let's get it done. Let's get it done right now. Although I think he has gotten a lot done thus far.
Now, is there a lot of media presence at CPAC?
Yes, there is. Yeah. Radio Row is, dozens and dozens of radio and TV stations.
Is CNN there too, or is there? Would they dare show up?
CNN is here. Fox is here. All the major news channels are here. Look, tune in tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you'll see the president give a speech at CPAC. Everyone's going to cover it.
And, you know, he's going to bring up the media. What do you think about his war with the media so far?
I think he's right. I think the mainstream media has been for 40 years, since I'm a boy, they have been the opposition, and someone is finally calling them out and speaking truth to power. They don't like it. Look, whenever the bully gets punched, he doesn't like it. And that's what's happening right now. We're starting to hit back. They don't like it.
Hmm. You say the media is the bully. The media says Donald Trump's the bully, right?
Well, you know what? I'm old enough to remember the media going after Mitt Romney, John McCain, and every other Republican, calling them everything from racist to fascist. They've cried wolf too many times.
Now, you say you're from the Bronx, as you said. You're familiar with the Donald Trump personality. Those that wonder why he reacts to all these slights, how do you explain that, being from New York?
Well, look, I think he has an ego. Let's be honest. Part of this is ego, right? Part of it is that he doesn't have to be called out on things. I think also part of it is that when you grew up in the schoolyard and the bully punched you, if you didn't respond, then you were picked on all the time. I understand the criticism. Why does he have to go after every single slight? But I think it's in his makeup. I think it's part of who he is, that you can't let them get away with anything. What did my mom tell me when I was a kid? You know, I give you an inch, you take a yard. So I think he fights for every inch.
I saw the headline, white nationalist Richard Spencer today kicked out of the Conservative Political Action Conference. Did you see any of that? Was there any reaction to that?
You know, I was on Radio Row when it happened, but folks were talking about it. And you know what? I guess it's good for a headline. I can assure you that the folks here are just like the folks who listen to your radio program. These are folks who want to work hard, pay their bills, make sure their kids have a good education. There's none of that nonsense here. I'm glad he was kicked out.
Yeah. Now, Donald Trump, of course, speaking tomorrow, right, at CPAC.
Yes, sir. Yes.
What? Any idea of what he's likely going to say tomorrow?
No, I don't think he knows yet, right? He's going to come in. He's going to talk about the economy, how he won the big election, and how he's going after the media. Uh-huh. I don't know specifically. I hope he talks about taxes. And I hope he kind of steps back on the idea of taxing investors. I hope he puts forward that we're going to have to do with corporate tax reform and individual tax rate reform and let's not worry about tariffs and let's forget about the taxing investors.
Okay, one last thing, Jerry. As a conservative, though, when you look at our national debt,
Oh, goodness.
How do you imagine us cutting all these taxes? How is that going to help us deal with the debt itself?
Well, I'll tell you what. This is the cool thing about policy and ideas in the business we're in. I don't. We had a guy on my own show earlier today where he talked about for every regulation you cut, it saves $10, $15, $20, $45. Mm-hmm. I think part of deficit reduction, we have to look at the regulatory state and the administrative state, and we can cut regulations, get rid of regulations, and you will see an immediate benefit to bringing down the debt.
Okay, but I've seen estimates that say there will be a hole in the budget. I mean, without the revenue coming in, the hole will be there. Do you don't believe that anticipation?
I don't. I don't believe in how the CBO scores. I think you have to think about dynamic scoring. What we should be concerned about isn't so much pay fors. We should be concerned about growth. We need 3%, 4% growth. If that happens, you'll see the deficit start to shrink.
Jerry Rogers, Vice President of the Institute for Liberty, and he is live at CPAC right now. What's the plan for the rest of the night, Jerry?
Tonight I'm going to go to a reception, and then I'm going to go home and call my wife and kids and get ready for tomorrow.
Do conservatives, they don't party too late? Is that what you're saying?
No, if they do, I don't.
Jerry Rogers on WILS. Thank you, Jerry.
Hey, thank you very much. Bye-bye.